You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris calling from Carmel. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Sal. How are you?
How are you, Chris?
Good. Hey, I'll make it quick. For rarity, I'm going to talk about the Jets. Just want to kind of debunk some of the feedback I've heard on radio on Aaron Rodgers and him instantly making the Jets a contender. You know, the reality with Rodgers' career is he's 1-4 beyond the divisional round in his career. 1-4. And his last, that one, was 11 years ago. 12 years ago. It was, 2012. So 11 years ago.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's kind of mythical.
Well, what do you mean 1-4 beyond? Are you talking about championship and Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So he's 1-4.
But why are we not counting the divisional round? Why are you leaving that out?
Well, because I don't hear anybody saying, like, hey, he's going to take his division round, this stuff out. And I'm just throwing it out. I'm not saying you, but, you know.
Oh, no, I am.
You got to keep put them in the Super Bowl mix. And the reality is he'll be the fifth or sixth best quarterback in the AFC. Like, I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, if he was in the NFC, great. But he's got to get by guys named Mahomes and Burrow and Allen. And even Justin Herbert, if they get him somebody who can coach him up. Trevor Lawrence is rising. But he's fifth or sixth best in the AFC.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion. It's not accurate. You think you'd rather have Trevor Lawrence than Aaron Rodgers?
In the next 3 years?
Herbert? Yeah, next 2 years.
Okay. Oh, next 2 years. Well, I mean, you look at it. He had his lowest QBR in his
career. I don't care. I'm asking you a question. You'd rather have Trevor Lawrence? Did you see how he performed in the postseason?
Yeah, the four picks in the beginning.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Like I said, I think it's illogical. I don't think
what's illogical?
Their offensive line is trash.
Well, whose offensive line is trash? I think we lost you there, Chris. What's illogical? What are you talking about? Nobody's guaranteeing anything. Other than if the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, they're significantly better than they were before. Here's what I'll guarantee. The Jets are in the conversation if they get Aaron Rodgers. Without him, they're not. You could sit there and nitpick, oh, he's only the fifth best quarterback. Yeah, well, what quarterback ranking do they have right now? Where would you put that combination, Mike White and Zach Wilson? Or Jimmy Garoppolo? Like, what do you want the Jets to do exactly? Because they can't have Mahomes or Burrow go home and cry? We can only get Aaron Rodgers. He's just not good enough. We shouldn't play this season. Like, what do you want to do? I don't understand it. You think it's crazy, Marcos? You're welcome in, Marco Belletti. You think it's crazy to talk about Rodgers potentially taking the Jets to a Super Bowl?
No, not even a little bit.
I mean, not saying it's going to happen, but
it could. You're getting one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Granted, he's 39. I understand that. He's coming off a bad season. He also won back-to-back MVPs the 2 years prior to that, and he got a messed up thumb.
Yeah, the guy's one of the best quarterbacks ever.
Now, if you want to go through the whole career of he hasn't won enough Super Bowls to his talent and to what was around him, fair. Who cares? What's that got to do with the Jets?
But as I was saying, I've said this during the week, and I actually just said this last night at SNY. Think about this. Rodgers is so good that one Super Bowl isn't enough.
Right.
Like Drew Brees. Anybody say, how come Drew Brees never won more? And Drew Brees is a great quarterback. Nobody ever says, how come Drew Brees didn't win another one? But it's just, with Rodgers, it's, oh, he only won one. That's how good the guy is that we all are like, dude, you should be winning three or four.
That's right, especially because he won it early in his career, too. So you just assumed that there would be more. It would be similar into the fact of, now granted, he's been back a couple times, he's going to play next
week.
If Mahomes only wins one, you're going to look at it and go, wow, this guy only won one? Because he's just so ridiculously good.
Right.
Rodgers is in that category. So yeah, okay, and when you go when it's all said and done, he only had the one. We would have said the same thing about Peyton Manning if he didn't get that last one with the Broncos in his last season. Ah, damn, he was so good, but he only got the Well, you know what? If the Jets are in a spot to get a guy that we're talking about, he was so good, but he only won one, what is there to discuss?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers becomes one of the greatest players to ever wear a Jets uniform the second that he laces him up. Like, I mean, it's not even... Think about that. How it's not even debatable that you wouldn't want him. It doesn't make any sense. There are no options that are close. Aside from Lamar Jackson, who may be a close option, he's not available. It would be close to that potential. But
yeah.
Like,
I mean, Rodgers is better, but at least that's an option. You could look at it. There is a difference. You look at Lamar Jackson, he's younger. He's a guy that you could build around. I get it. That makes sense, although that's a pipe dream because I don't think Lamar Jackson's going to be available to anyone.
Right.
But again, for the Jets, so here are your options. Let's get rid of the Zach Wilson, Mike White option, right?
Right.
So you talk about Rodgers a possibility if he wants to play and if he's willing to, and the Packers move him and all that stuff. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right. Who, not even close.
I mean.
The Niners want him out. Like, it's
nice a, quarterback.
Right. Good looking guy.
He's not an awful quarterback. He's been to the Super Bowl. He went to the championship game a couple times. He's not a bad quarterback. He's not good, but he's not bad. And then what else? What's the next line? And you don't forget, you have to give Jimmy Garoppolo at least $30 million.
Right.
That's the other part of it that people, right, that's the other part that people forget. It's not like you're going to get Jimmy Garoppolo for, you know, $15 million. You're going to have to outbid someone because there's going to be three or four teams lined up to say, you know what, we need an average quarterback like Jimmy Garoppolo.
And the way the Jets are built, they could pay for the quarterback because they're getting production from young players on rookie contracts everywhere else. It's not going to hurt them the way that it would other teams have to pay a quarterback $50-60 million, whatever it may be.
Look,
it's a perfect fit.
Again, defense is solid and great in a couple of spots, but they're good. The offensive line, yes, took some hits. Getting Tucker back is going to be so helpful, and they do need to step up. They need to be a little bit better. They got a good running game, yeah. You need a good quarterback. You put Aaron Rodgers there, you're telling me that that team doesn't win 11 games next year and is in the conversation? And what do you want?
Their offensive line is not trash, by the way.
It's not trash. It needs to be better.
Well, Tucker's got to go.
Tucker comes back, that's a different offensive line. So that
can't
part
even talk
of,
about Becton.
And I was
going
to say, and I don't want to get into Becton. I know he lost weight, but like I you know, this is years now that we're going down.
Right.
So it's hard to go into that carry. But either way, they'll be better on the offensive line. But even if you're not great on the offensive line, you put Aaron Rodgers there and you give him the weapons that are on the outside. You're telling me he can't figure it out. He's not going to just get rid of the football. He's not going to be able to manipulate the pocket. He's not going to buy time. He's not going to use the running game. Like, stop. They're going to be an 11-win team minimum. And what are you? You're a contender in the playoffs.
Right.
What's every team's basic goal as
you
they start the season? Get me in the playoffs with a chance. That's it.
You leapfrog more than half the teams in the AFC if you get Aaron Rodgers.
And like, the AFC's loaded, don't get me wrong, but you're right in that conversation.
And I'm not saying they would, by the way, go to the Super Bowl or go to the championship game, but they could.
I tell you this,
right,
can't get to the
can.
Super Bowl if you're not in the divisional round.
Yeah, right. Right.
You know, and I'll take my chances. Look, how many times have we said, and the Packers have come up small, yes. How many times have you said, I'll roll the dice if you give me Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs?
Every year. Even after they fail, it's like, oh, they got Rodgers there. I'm going to pick him and win the Super Bowl. You know how many times I picked the Packers to go to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl?
Right, and we've gotten burned on that. But again, if you're the Jets, you don't want to be in that spot? You don't want to be in that category?
You want to be in that conversation.
And what are your options?
There aren't any. What do you, especially now with Brady off the board, what do you think of Brady? How do you look at it? Did you have respect for him while he was playing? Did you hate Brady?
Yeah, I got no problem with Brady. You know, I think that's part of it is...
Yeah, you're a Giant fan?
Yeah, I never got burned by Brady. Like, that was never like, personal, if you will. Like, I never had that spot where Brady killed me or Brady killed you more than you hate
him.
It didn't do it for me. So there was a respect there. I don't hate the Patriots. I don't care. You know, Belichick, that to me is, you know, part of my heart, too, with the whole Giant connection. So
sure.
I never had a problem with the Patriots or Brady. I will say this, Sal. I had a problem with today.
What? That he announced the retirement?
I had a serious problem with today.
Why?
You're Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
Today, a week before the Super Bowl, so that you're the conversation all week long of the Super Bowl, and on top of it, Greg Olson's calling his first ever Super Bowl. You're taking his job for next year.
I didn't think of it
Did
that
you
way.
Need to be the cloud overhead this week going into it? You couldn't wait 9 days? 12 days?
He's getting pressure to say it. I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe the teams want to. Who the hell knows?
I don't buy that.
By the way, do you think he stays retired?
I do.
I honestly don't. The Olsen point that you bring up is a good one because Olsen's done a really nice job. By the way, that's not Brady's fault. That's Fox's fault. They should have never put him in that spot.
Fine. Olsen. But you're Brady. You know it. So it's not like, oh, you plead ignorance. Like, oh, Tom Brady didn't realize. Look, right. You knew the Super Bowl's next week, right?
Right.
You got all week long. NFL basically tells you no news other than the Super Bowl, right? You can't announce anything if you're a team. You can't do anything. You don't want to do anything because you don't want to overshadow the game. Tom Brady overshadowed the game. Why? He didn't need to. He wanted to. Did he overshadow and be another cloud that's already going to be on top of Greg Olsen for how long?
Sounds like you hate Brady.
Going into the Super Bowl is flat wrong.
What do you think, this is the last one before we get you updated here with Marco. What do you think happened with his marriage? You know, as a married man, you and I both, we can speak to this, Fleegs, obviously, as well. But what do you think, because initially I just thought she was begging him to stay home and retire. He begrudgingly retired. And then he got sick of things and said, I'm going to go play football. And she's like, screw you. You go play. I'm leaving you. That was my initial thought. However, do you think that there could have been a scenario where maybe there were marital problems prior to his first retirement decision? Then the problems continued, and then he decided to go back and play football, and then obviously they got divorced.
Being able to say, I have no idea what's going on in their household, so I'm speculating, obviously.
Right. This is all speculation. Why let facts get in the way?
Right. I would say that the idea that this decision was the reason he's not married anymore and that's divorced is just flat stupid. Anyone that's been married for a long time, anyone that's been in a relationship for a long time, you can tell yourself it was this one thing. You're lying to yourself and to everybody else. This thing was snowballing and rolling down the hill.
Right.
Could that have been the last straw that, you know, wind up being where we're getting a divorce? Maybe.
But now he's not. Now he's not playing, right? Technically, he's retired now. So if it were just that.
Which is why it's not just that.
Right.
No relationship is just one thing.
Right,
not
I
when
know.
You're there. Look, you're 6 months.
Yeah.
Different story. Could be one. Just pick your teeth where their
right,
finger.
Right, right, whatever. Right.
Like, whatever. That's stupid. If you've been together for a long time, it's not one thing. You got kids together, it's not one thing.
Right.
It's a whole lot of stuff that's been, just festering for a long time. It is now bubbled over the top, and you can't come back from it. That's when you get a divorce.
I'm mad at myself for not seeing this prior. Until tonight, somebody brought that angle, and I was like, oh, man, you're right. Because the media made it seem like, oh, Tom wants to play football. He chose football over Giselle because the way the timing worked, you're right.
Just too easy.
Yeah, there's definitely more to it.
Any relationship you've ever been in, you could tell yourself it was one thing.
Right.
You could say it was just this one thing.
No, then
that person.
Backtrack
you look back and you're like, it was this. Remember that? There's no way.
Probably should have known at that point.
Right. That's just a regular relationship. Never mind a marriage with children. Like
that's
another level.
Like that.
Right. It's just another level. There's no way. It's too easy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.